Welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Claire Solon.
And me, Georgie Crawford.
This is the podcast that guarantees you plenty of aha moments and, of course, some healthy, nourished skin with thanks to our friends at Sanex. We've been loving the Sanex Skin Therapy Shower Gel lately. It comes in three different options depending on what your skin desires. So at the moment in my shower is the anti-itchiness and anti-irritation. It's designed for itchy skin and contains omega-3, which reduces irritation in just 3 days of use.
Yes, Claire, and I feel like that's a really good one for, you know, when you're like feeling perimenopausal and you're just kind of a little bit irritated, that is a beautiful option for that. I'm on the anti-dryness designed for dry skin. I have a wedding coming up and I want to be glowing for it. So this one contains hyaluronic acid, known for its moisturizing power. And honestly, it feels like silk when you put it on.
And for you combination skin girlies or oily skin girlies, we have Smooth Skin Texture. This contains niacinamide and that's known to help reduce imperfections.
So whichever skin therapy shower gel you choose, you're in great hands because it's developed with dermatologists. Its patented amino acid complex preserves your skin's barrier. It helps support your skin's natural defense and it delivers a 24-hour hydration feel because in 2026, we are all about protecting our skin health.
That's for sure.
Hello, Claire. What is the story? We have so much to talk about on this episode. I feel like last week's episode was 50 minutes. We might be hitting it again this week.
I have a lot to tell you and I have a lot of like little bitty bits.
Amazing. You know,
those just little kind of sort of one-off bits that I would like to punctuate the episode with. So could I start with one quick one?
Mm-hmm.
And it's an apology to Barry, who makes the tea.
Okay.
I've been living in London now for 11 years and I've been drinking mostly English tea, Yorkshire tea, because I really didn't believe the hype. You know, I drank Barry's when I was home, but when in Rome, you drink the tea that they make here. Well, I brought some Barry's tea back with me when I was traveling back home. Sensational 10 out of 10, no notes. Thank you, Barry.
I just think you're embracing your Irishness a little bit more these days, Claire.
You're right. That's exactly what's happening. Yeah.
Okay. Now, speaking of tea, we were talking about Lee Andrews last week and there has been a couple of updates. So I'll link it at the top of the show notes. If you haven't heard, an entire bonus episode dedicated to Katy Price and Lee Andrews, 30 minutes of tea. Go and have a listen. But, you know, it is 5 days later. And is there any updates on the story?
Where is Lee now, I hear you ask? I mean, there seems to be, again, every news outlet seems to be taking liberties with this story. The latest headline that I've seen, and they're, people, I think the world has been captivated by drama and crime in a big way in the last, 5 years. So, you know, the dawn of the crime podcasts and big, big budget dramas on Netflix. So this is a combination of both. So on the Standard, the London newspaper, this is the headline. Fresh twist in disappearance of Katy Price's husband, Lee Andrews, as his phone turns on.
Oh.
So... he's okay, clearly. His phone is turned on. And I also read a headline that said he followed a girl. He followed a girl on Instagram. Uh-oh, there's the giveaway, Lee.
Joanne and Vogue were saying that Katy Price has since come out and said she needs to protect her peace and she's ending the search for her husband. And Joanne said that she has looked for vapes in her apartment longer than Katy Price has been looking for her husband. But it does seem that Katy Price has moved on, and maybe we should too.
Agreed. Okay, well, let's talk about our week, and I think we have to go straight to you and the FTD brothers.
Oh, so I had a really inspiring week last week. So kicked off on Sunday with you hosting your first meditation class, which I was so inspired by. And I think it's amazing to watch people just step into something they're really good at. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I've been thinking about the class that you hosted and how apt it is that you have found mantra and now you're teaching it to other people, because for your whole life in your career, you've used your voice, right? On radio, you're the voice of 98FM still, you know, you have your own podcast, and now using your voice for mantra, I think is so perfect for you. So it started off the week with that. Then I was absolutely glued to the four Irish lads climbing Mount Everest. Against all odds would be an absolute understatement. So Adam Sweeney is the brother of one of our Team Good Glow members, Katie Sweeney, who herself is an ultra marathoner. She has a fitness studio, Fitness Beach Bum, down in Dunmore East. Get involved in her crew. If you live down in Waterford and you're looking for a tribe, go find Katie Sweeney. But her brother is Adam, 22-year-old Adam, who became the youngest Irish person to summit Everest last week.
22?
I think you can't even, from the outside looking in, imagine what they're going through up there. So hopefully there's loads more to come on that story. So that was my midweek inspiration. And then we went and found the FTD brothers in Wicklow, got a little crew of about 16 members of Team Good Glow, and we went down to support them in the scorching sun in beautiful Wicklow. Okay, I also want to tell you this. I felt really bad last week. Like, I showed up in Wicklow and I couldn't even picture running like 10 feet, let alone the 5 kilometers that we had scheduled in with the lads. I felt like I was falling apart. Now, I've had a really busy 4 months and, you know, when you're really busy, you're holding yourself so tightly. And then since I've stopped working so much, I've been like starving. I've had no motivation to exercise. I've just felt really lethargic. And I started to really get freaked out at the end of last week about how tired I was feeling. Because, you know, the way you would see various things online, like unexplained tiredness can often be a red flag for cancer or something. So I started to be like, do I have cancer? Like, why do I feel like this? But then I started to think about unblocking my base chakra, which we did in your meditation class. And I was like, is that the reason why I feel so bad?
Well, yes. I mean, in the class last week, Niamh Coffey, who is a regular meditator, did say that the pain in her body was caused by blocked energy. And I think it's, you know, if you think of the base chakra being the seat of your view of the world, you know, your anxiety, your fears, your conditioning lives in that part of your body. And if you are, you know, worried, feeling insecure, feeling like you are not digesting the world in the way that you want to, that indicates that you're blocked at your base.
And so when you unblock, obviously there's a shedding period or a kind of a falling down moment before you are able to get back up again, right?
Well, that's the thing. Chakras are the energy center of the body. So you can very quickly tend to your base chakra. Yoga, getting your feet out in the grass, getting out in nature will very quickly bring you back to neutral with your base chakra. And I suppose if you want to really energize the base, then you start to do the chanting. And you do that regularly, and then you really start to feel your overall energy improve.
Okay, so give us the mantra then, for anyone who missed last week's episode, give us the mantra that we chant into our base chakra if we want to unblock all those feelings that we might have been like holding in our body.
So imagine just before we start, your base chakra. So it's in your pelvic bowl, the base of your spine. Just bring your awareness to that part of your body. And then as we chant this mantra, send the vibration of the mantra, send love, tenderness to that part of the body. Om Lam. Om Lam. Om Lam. And as you chant that and you elongate the you can feel the reverberation of the vibration travel down through the body to that spot. Om Lam. So what you're doing is you're tuning your body. You're indicating to your nervous system that you're in a state of relaxation rather than fight or flight. You're boosting your mood. You're healing. You're pacifying. You're finding safety. Om Lam.
So amazing.
It has been the biggest game changer for me. And actually, speaking of this week, it's interesting you say that you kind of were struggling this week. I was too. And I wonder whether it was, I was at home with my parents and then we did the meditation on Sunday. And perhaps I was holding a lot of emotion from seeing my parents again after a while, maybe worry and whether the class would go as well as I wanted it to. And perhaps I got back to London then and let all those fears go. I let them drop. And what was left was like, a little bit of overwhelm and anxiety underneath. And I spoke to my guru. I do some one-to-ones with him on Zoom. And I spoke to him on Friday and he said to me immediately I got on Zoom, he said, "You are carrying negative energy." And I thought, whoa. And that is my own stuff. So when he says negative energy, that is me questioning things. That's me worrying about things. That's me overthinking things. And so what he'll do is he will look at me and say, "Right, this is the mantra I want you to chant." And then I chanted.
Wow.
So.
I was feeling like a little bit depleted. But, and as well, we'd spoken to Annette, one of our dear friends, and she ran with the lads in Kilkenny and Tip and said that, so I didn't know this. So if anyone's going out to support them on Thursday, they're finishing this huge challenge on Thursday in Merrion Square in Dublin. Now they've come out and they've said, you know, only 40 people can run with us at a time. And for the last 10K, please, if you wouldn't mind, we're just going to run with our friends and family, which is so special and beautiful. So what they have asked is for people to gather in Merrion Square or come out of their office when they're on the route and cheer them on. So I'm sure the streets will be lined on Thursday. Annette rang us and said, "Jordan is flying." Now, I just thought they were running, you know, because they were running a marathon a day, like five and a half hour marathons. Claire, I cannot tell you. So we were lined up in Wicklow and I saw them coming around the corner. He's running a 5:20 pace. 5:20.
After like 30 marathons or almost 30 marathons.
So he rounded the corner to us at 36, 37 kilometers and he was still running a 5:20 pace. Now, for anyone who isn't a runner, that is like running as fast as you can. Like picture running as fast as you can and he's doing that for 4 hours. So they came around the corner and I started to like panic at the speed they were coming at us. And then there was a huge hill. So we all just started running alongside them and about, I'd say 750 meters in, like I lost them, like they were gone. And I rang Jamie and I was like, I'm gone. I'll never catch you guys. So they were doing a loop of Wicklow town. So I cut across the town and got them on the way back down. Mm. So we were running then with them, ran into the finish. So emotional. So I'm sure everybody knows about FTD Brothers. If you don't, look them up on Instagram. So they have the FTD gene, which is early onset dementia. It's actually the same sort of dementia that Bruce Willis has. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that, yeah.
And so they're over here. Their mother was Irish. She passed away in her early 50s of, you know, the same thing. And then the two boys found out that they too have the gene. Their older sister doesn't. And so they know that in the next 10, 15 years, that this is coming for them. And in the meantime, they've promised to raise £1 million for FTD. And they have done that already. And they're absolutely inspirational. Now, at the finish line, there was hundreds of people there. It was Jordan's birthday. He was 31 on Saturday. And can you imagine? He looks at his birthday probably differently to how we do. He's another year closer to this diagnosis. And it was very emotional standing on the finish line, just seeing him in person. You know, this one of the fittest guys, so handsome, beautiful person, like just incredible to be in his energy. And he said, guys, I'm really sorry. You see all the shiny stuff on social media and us showing up and the warm welcome we get and the jerseys and the high fives. He said, but this has been really difficult. And I wake up in the morning and I'm grumpy and those closest to me will know all about it. And I'm in a bad mood and I don't want to do it. And he said, so if you don't mind, and I thought he was going to say, I'm just going to head off because today is not a good day. He said, so if you don't mind, I'm going to go up to the top of the hill and I'm going to wait until this place clears and every single one of you who wants a photo with me can get one. Oh my God, Claire, took my breath away. It took, and I felt like shouting out, go, like just go. It's okay. We're just here to support you in however you feel, whether that's leaving straight away and going to have dinner with your family on your birthday, like just go. But he stayed and he stood there for an hour and a half without eating anything and took a photo with every single person that was there. Go stand in Merrion Square, even if you're, you know, 500 meters away from them, you will still feel different after you leave. And it was honestly the best thing I could have done this year. And yeah, it's just unbelievable.
I saw a sign. Like you say, I get served every time I open Instagram. It's such a pleasure because I'm catching up on all my FTD content. And I saw a sign in Wicklow that said, Jordan and Cian, we'll never forget you.
Yeah.
And that, I suppose, is the legacy of this whole challenge, you know, that in 15 years, both of those boys won't recognize their family, their loved ones, won't be able to take care of themselves any longer. And, you know, Ireland has done us proud and done their mum, Jerry, proud, and the 11 or 12 other members of their family who have died.
Yeah.
From FTD.
Do you know what else I want to say on this is, like, I really hope that Thursday is kept for them and is not seen as an opportunity for politicians to show up, get their photo taken with these lads and use it to their advantage. Now, I think this is not the time for the government to be showing up, shaking their hands, promising the sun, moon and stars that they're going to listen, that they're going to take on board the feedback of people that are suffering in this country and they're going to do something about it. But show up on the day and get the photo and get the congratulations and then do nothing. Mm, yeah. We owe them more than that. So I would just hate to see it hijacked on Thursday. I think Thursday belongs to the people in their community. It belongs to the two boys and it belongs to every single person that showed up to support them. But they're too precious to make empty promises to. And what they have done is too important to bandwagon on. And I really hope that it's treated with the respect that it deserves.
Yeah, I hope too that Thursday's not too overwhelming for them. You know, I hope that, as you say, everybody does the right thing on Thursday, because these boys are humanity personified.
Yeah. And that's the thing, when you're standing in their presence, you're like, there's nothing but pure love radiating out of these guys. It's actually like, oh, I just, even to be near them, like, yeah, it was just life changing. Did you see, I think it was, what is Chris O'Dowd's wife, Dawn O'Porter?
Yeah.
She put up an Instagram story yesterday and she got a little oat cracker. She poured extra virgin olive oil on top, a sprinkle of sea salt and a squirt of lemon. And she just ate the whole thing in one. And I know I always speak about extra virgin olive oil, but it is so important in my life and in my health journey. I was thinking the other day that, like, I really can't be without it in my house. So I know lots of people listening to this podcast are on a health journey. So it's just important, I think, to bring the benefits of extra virgin olive oil into the forefront of our mind. And when I saw Dawn eating it like that, I was like, that's a great way to get into it. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a way to incorporate more extra virgin olive oil into your diet. So obviously Dan Buettner founded the Blue Zones, has studied the people who live the longest in the world. And extra virgin olive oil is found in the diets of the Italians and the Greeks in the area of the Blue Zones in those countries. So just a little refresher on extra virgin olive oil. It lowers inflammation because it contains so many anti-inflammatory compounds. It's really good for your heart health and it helps absorb nutrients from vegetables. So a few ways that the Soul Sisters can incorporate more extra virgin olive oil into their diet. All you need to do is drizzle it on top of your meals. Mm-hmm. And I do this constantly. So I eat pasta a lot. I'll do a little drizzle of olive oil. If I'm having vegetables and rice, again, little drizzle of olive oil. I put it on my salads. I put it on my bread. I can pour a little bit into some hummus, which is a really nice way to get some more into your diet. You can put it on your potatoes. A little drizzle over your potatoes or your eggs, over fish. Every Friday night, myself and Jamie have a piece of white fish and we cook it in a pan with some garlic. And when we put it onto the plate, we just drizzle the extra virgin olive oil and put some salt and pepper and it's absolutely gorgeous. So I really love that from Dawn and I wanted to ask the Soul Sisters if they have ways of getting it into their diet, to please let me know because I'm always looking for tips. And the final thing I'll say on extra virgin olive oil is I put it on the girls' pasta. So anyone who has kids will know your kids just want pasta every day. And instead of lobbing a load of butter on top, all I do is I sprinkle the olive oil, a little bit of salt, and the girls love it. And they've never even asked for butter on their pasta.
Delish. I remember getting some advice. In my digestion, in my bowels, I tend towards kind of sluggishness, so I can constipate quite easily. And one of the things was a shot of olive oil is really good to keep yourself lubricated.
Yeah, I haven't made it to the shots. I know Hailey Bieber has a shot of extra virgin olive oil every morning, which I'd say is kind of gross, right?
Well, look, I've done it a couple of times and it has really been beneficial. I wouldn't recommend it on an empty stomach. because you can, yeah, you can feel a little bit like, ugh. But I, you know, would have maybe some boiled eggs and stuff in the morning, and then I would lash it in. And as you say, it feels, you know, it's good for you, and it feels good going down.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you know what? Another tip on like getting yourself into kind of a healthier mindset with your food is, so for so long I've been like, I need to get back to having porridge in the morning. Like, why can't I just make myself porridge in the morning? Like, what is the block? Why can't I get there? Okay. I've just been having toast and coffee in the morning. And I was in Barnhill Stores the other day, treating myself.
Oh.
But you know what I did? And this is a good way to get back into a healthy habit. Buy yourself the bougiest version of what you want to eat more of. So I was standing in like the cereal section and I could see the most gorgeous granolas and like extra special porridge. So I bought myself this like tiny bag of like Scottish porridge. And I brought it home and Jamie's like, what are you buying this for? And I said, because I'm trying to get back into eating porridge. So I need to treat myself. And once I'm back into the swing of it, I'll go back to the porridge I always buy. But if you're trying to get into it, you know, buy yourself a bag of organic spinach or a beautiful tomato and just start from there. And then, you know, we can lower the budget as the weeks go on.
I completely agree with you on that. And I lately did the same thing. I went to my local shop. I was out of porridge oats and I bought a spenny bag of them. The difference between that and what Sainsbury's have been feeding me for years. And you know what's a good tip as well if you want to get into porridge? My dad used to do this and maybe still does. Soak the porridge oats the night before. So when you come down, you're like, right, toast and coffee. Oh, my God, there's porridge oats waiting. And they are so creamy and delicious when they've been soaking.
Oh, so good. So for porridge, I will put blueberries and some honey over it. Oh my God. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a little jar and I'm going to toast up some seeds and I'm going to just have them there so I can just lob them, like chia seeds, pumpkin seeds.
Yes.
I was actually in Lauren's, I was in Dockyard out in Bray.
Oh, yes.
In Lauren's cafe. And she gave me a gorgeous bowl of porridge. And in it was, what are the pecans? Jesus. Delicious.
Were they candied or were they just the like just bog standard pecans?
I think they were definitely honey roasted or something.
Oh, they are sensational.
Yeah, the porridge in Dockyard is next level. Because, you know, as a vegetarian, and I'll say, Jamie will always say to me, do you want to go for breakfast? And I'm like, no, I don't. Like, yous all sit there with your sausages and bacon. And I'm just left, you know.
Would you have, you're a pesky though, would you have like a bit of smoked salmon or something?
No. I don't eat raw salmon.
Oh.
So I will, if I am going for breakfast, I will pick somewhere that does a really nice porridge.
Yeah.
With like, you know, next level porridge.
Yes. What do they call it? Pimp your porridge.
Oh, do they?
Pimped up porridges. Oh, I could spend, that's one of my little traps on Instagram. Remember I was talking about food prep and getting stuck watching those videos. Watching people decorate either a poke bowl or porridge.
Yeah.
I can watch that all day long.
Mm. Yeah, see, we're millennials, so we're not into the acai bowls, are we?
No, what even is that?
Oh, Jesus, the level of effort that the Gen Z has put into there. Like my sister-in-law, Sophie, and her acai bowls, like she'll travel for them.
Will she? You see, what we were doing back then was like making cocktails and drinks and stuff. Like that's where we put our effort and our intention.
Pouring vodka into like little empty bottles of 7-Up.
Exactly.
And the Gen Zers are walking for acai bowls.
And the Gen Zers are leaving the gym looking for an acai bowl.
I saw this hilarious video the other day of Prince William singing to Sweet Caroline in some football stadium.
Yes, and Aston Villa.
Yeah,
yeah.
And someone, and it did give me the ick a bit. I was a bit like,
oh, did it?
I think it was the song.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And someone said, oh, the millennial pointed finger. So like, you know, when millennials dance, we point our fingers. I'm going to a wedding on Thursday. And I was like, I can't, like, you know, I would dance a bit. But like, you know, at weddings, it's a bit, I was a bit like, oh my God, I'm going to be a bit self-conscious if I have to get up and dance.
Yeah. Well, like, have you, okay, so what's the best preparation for you then? To hit the dance floor on Thursday? Like, do you need to do some dancing in front of the mirror, get your moves down, get some good songs?
Do I need to practice?
I think a practice wouldn't. Listen, dance breaks, we talk about them a lot here on Soul Sisters. I had one before I started recording with you this morning, and you did say to me, what are you on this morning? You're high vibes today. And honestly, that I think a really good tune that you love to dance to, either today or each day before the wedding, and even in the car down, would really get you in the zone.
Oh yeah. Now I'm picturing the car on the way down. I'm 10 minutes late leaving the house, so Jamie's in a pisser. So what I need to do is get everything ready so I'm not late, so that we can have a high vibey journey.
Yes, exactly. And also, you know, as well as you having access to your songs, let, you know, what are his high vibe songs that will get him like, woo, as well? So you're both buzzing before you hit the dance floor.
Okay, so like before we came on, we were like, oh my God. We both showed up telling each other we couldn't wait to share the song that we were loving this week. And I was like, how do we show up like the same way each and every week? And this whole episode, I've been wondering if it's the same song.
That's just occurred to me right now. Imagine it is. So Arielle Vanderberg, I think I've mentioned her on here before. She used to present Love Island US. Tenuous, I know. But she's just... she's so fun. She is, to me, she is fun in a screen. And when I need a little pick me up, I go to her. And she was dancing in a park to this song. And you know when people online know all the words and they even have actions? She was,
I love it.
Yeah, she was pitch perfect. And this song, okay, tell me a little bit about your song then.
Okay, so my song, I couldn't believe how in tune it is with the theme of Soul Sisters this season. It's rare, like I'm always listening to podcasts. I'm a little bit serious. I'd have the news on. I have the New York Times podcast on. But this week I've had this on repeat and it has something to do with angels, which I think is really speaking to me. So we'll link our two songs because now I have a feeling they're not the same song.
No, they're not the same songs.
Okay, mine is called Angel Above Me, Run, Run, River.
I, playing my song this morning, was playing, obviously, it's a bank holiday over here this morning, so everything's kind of quiet. I was playing this song out loud. It's only 2 minutes long, so I played it four times back to back, singing at the top of my lungs. And I thought, right, I'm going to have to put in the AirPods because the neighbors are going to be like, if she plays that song one more time. My song is the Puerto Rico song.
Oh.
I would say, I don't know this, but I, having seen it, Arielle doing it, I imagine maybe it's really big on TikTok, this one. Dance breaks are essential, Soul Sisters. So stop what you're doing right now and listen to those songs.
I love this part of the podcast because we're going to get some wisdom, especially when it's Claire's turn. So we all know the feeling. You close the bathroom door, you step into a gorgeous shower. You know you're looking after your skin because you're using the Sanex skin therapy range. You're preserving your skin barrier. It's helping support your skin's natural defense and it delivers a 24-hour hydration feel. It's a real moment of relief for you, your skin, because you know you're getting the five-star treatment, and you have space to think. And next of all, boom, the aha moment, the breakthrough, it drops in and you tell yourself, how did I never think of that before? So what was yours this week, Claire?
So my cat, Vivian, is starting to make a little bit more of an appearance on Instagram, actually. If you see my stories, I'm often posting pictures of her. I'm obviously completely besotted by her, as we are by our pets. But I must say, sometimes Viv and I are a little off in terms of our routines. So, and I always think of this as this occurs to me, I think, oh, this must happen to people with their kids as well. So I might come in from a busy day, or I might have been in front of my laptop for hours, and Viv approaches and she has a special little cry that indicates, I want to play. Now, what happens when I go outside is the phone goes away. I take my shoes off and my feet are in the grass. And I thought the other day, my cat is trying to give me a moment, a reset moment, a moment of presence, a moment of mindfulness. She's helping me to unplug from life.
Yes.
To step away.
She's leading you to the well.
Yeah, to step away from my stress. And rather than being like, as soon as I do, as soon as I'm down there 5 minutes and I'm seeing little ladybirds and I'm hearing the buzz of the bee and my feet are in the grass, I think, thank God that she has done this for me.
Yeah, it's such a good tip. Like Jamie does it as well. Like the last, when he brings Piper out for her last wee of the night, he'll go out in his bare feet right before he gets into bed. And so if anyone's listening and you have kids or animals, or you're going out to like hang up the washing, do it in your bare feet, because it will actually change you. Great tip, Claire. I absolutely love that. A massive thanks to Sanex Skin Therapy Shower Gel for supporting Soul Sisters this season. This is the most important thing. It has 0% sulfates. This shower gel really is next level. It's been developed with dermatologists because what you put on your skin is important. Sanex Skin Therapy is currently half price in Chemist Warehouse until the 31st of May.
Now, we're on episode 5 of Soul Sisters season 10, and we haven't talked about my love life much, have we?
No. We're waiting for you to bring it up, Claire.
Fair enough. Touché. So my love life has been a little bit more active in the last 5 months than it's been in a good while.
Ooh.
I think, did I leave you last season by saying I was going on a date?
Like, I think you'd planned a date in the future.
Yes. So the future was January. And I started networking about my single life. So like, rather than getting out networking, looking for jobs, I was kind of networking, looking for introductions to potential men. So that's what I did. And the first person to step up to the plate was Jenny O'Connell, who runs Sisterly, one of the founders of Sisterly. And really, it was a very sisterly thing for her to do. She suggested that I go out on a date with one of her friends. And I can't tell you the warm glow I felt in my heart when she said, would you go on a blind date with one of my friends? I thought, A, well done me for bringing my singledom to the table, but also well done universe and angels, because there was a little bit of me that, like, my angels have spoken to Jenny's angels, because the way that Jenny said it to me, we were in a pub together, we were sitting having some Negronis, and we were chatting away, and she just turned to me and she goes, like, it just occurred to her, she was like, would you be up for going on a blind date? And I was like, yes. So I'm not going to tell you too much about this gentleman because he doesn't know that I'm talking about him. But suffice to say, her friend is gorgeous. Like, a lovely, lovely guy. We've been on a couple of dates. We're still in touch. And I'm sure we'll go on a few more. And the difference for me in this scenario is that ordinarily, I think I get very, as many of us do, you know, you overthink the situation. When is he going to text? What's happening? Where's this going? And that energy really does kill the magic. So I have absolutely left this to destiny.
Ooh, interesting. Well, I will be looking forward to the next romantic update from you, Claire Solon.
Thanks, me too.
Let's do recommends real quick. So I, in the theme of extra virgin olive oil, I am going to recommend an extra virgin olive oil that if you are going to treat yourself is absolutely stunning. It is Donal Skean's extra virgin olive oil. It's called Windshore. It is absolutely delicious, next level. And also, if you're buying a present for somebody and you don't want to buy them alcohol, arriving with a bottle of extra virgin olive oil is an A1 gift. So Donal Skean's, it's called Windshore, and it's stunning.
That's such a good idea, and I never considered it, arriving with a bottle of something other than alcohol. If you were to pay, as you say, like I was in, even though I'm banned from Marks and Spencer's, my self-imposed ban, because I need to wash my pennies, I was in there yesterday, and I walked into the olive oil section, and the most beautiful bottles, like so, like nearly ornate.
Yeah.
Like they look so good on your counter. So yeah, it's a great gift.
Yeah. So what are you recommending?
So did I say to you about, did I mention that I'm in really into astrology tarot at the moment?
No.
So what I've done is I have a lot of subscriptions now to the things that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I get onto YouTube, rather than it being like a search for something that I am thinking of, I get served all of the things I like. So Yoga with Adrian, or Ellis and John is another show I love listening to or watching their videos on online. But if you are into astrology tarot, or even if you're not, I would recommend this gal, 303 High Priestess Tarot. Seek her out on YouTube. Her readings are spot on. And I've been doing lots of research over the last couple of months, and she is the best I've found. 303 High Priestess Tarot. And then just one little aside for my curly girls out there. Denise Walsh. We love Denise Walsh, right?
Like from Loose Women.
No, that's Denise Walsh.
Oh.
Denise Walsh is the hairdresser. Curly girl.
Yes, I love her.
Yeah.
From Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
have you known?
She is a fabulous. Oh, it's funny. When I actually Googled Denise Walsh does come up. That's really funny.
Oh my God.
Denise Walsh has her own brand, her own range of curly girl products. And at the moment, it wouldn't be Soul Sisters if I didn't have a hair mask in. It's Bank Holiday Monday. And I thought, I'm going to put a hair mask in. This one smells beautiful. Curly Co. Medium to thick curls. Curly conditioning mask. I leave this in for a couple of hours, and no joke, after a couple of hours of this in my hair, like she just walked out of a salon. That's me.
Fab. Speaking of curly boppers, I'm going to leave you with a quote from Tali this week. She was playing in the living room. She'd just come back from my mum's house. She was wearing a little pair of shorts. And it's weird to see her in her summer gear, right? Because she's just been in winter clothes. And so she's bopping around, and she's in her shorts, and she's playing with her Paw Patrol, and she's walking towards me. And I said, Tali, your legs are so lovely. And she looked up and she said, thanks, Mom. They're moving. And in that moment, I was like, her legs are moving. My legs are moving. We're alive. You know, bring it back to the small things. If you're suffering this week, your heart is beating, your legs are moving, the sun is shining. You know, hopefully things are looking up a little bit. And even if you're in the absolute thick of it, never stop believing that the sun can come back out in your life again. So we're sending the Soul Sisters so much love. We are linking our high vibe songs. Go and have a listen to them. Dance around your garden, dance around your kitchen. And we'll be back with the bonus episode on Friday.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
And listen, before we go, conscious that the weeks are flying, you're going to have another meditation group coming up soon, right, Claire?
Yes, I am. I'm back in Dublin the weekend. I think that you're over in Cornwall at your running retreat. So while you're retreating, running, I will be retreating, meditating. We'll be doing it. I think I may need a bigger room, actually, than the one we used last time in Mount Merion. So it will be in the general vicinity. I'm looking at a place in Stillorgan, possibly Kilmacud Croaks. But if you would like to come along and do an hour of meditation with me and a group, just send me a little DM. And it'll be in the evening on the 21st of June. That's Sunday, the 21st of June. It's the summer solstice. It's also Father's Day. But if you'd like to come along, just send me a DM and I'll give you the details.
Oh, and it's such a good way to start the week, like high vibes. And it could actually change you, like it changed me. So yeah, Claire, I'll link your Instagram in the show notes so people can get in touch.
Fab.